Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, it is Tuesday. Feels like a Monday. I wish it were Friday. Welcome to Drive Time. It's Jason. We are on the air in downtown Minneapolis, right in the middle of graduation season. And every weekend you get the kind of collection of graduation speeches. And I have been struck by how many of these speeches are so political. Scott Pelley from 60 Minutes is going viral today. The governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, has gone viral for his graduation speech. And I don't want it. I don't want any of it. When did the graduation speech become the "it's all about me" moment for the guest speaker? I would be very irritated if I were a parent or a family member, or frankly, even a graduate. I don't want to hear this kind of stuff at that time. 651-461-9226. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you think the moment now calls for people to rise up, and the appropriate time to rise up is at the conclusion of a very expensive four-year college or graduate level education. To me, it makes no sense. And I understand, like, look, if you get invited to give a speech, you want to make your mark. You want to be remembered. You want to do something maybe a little bit different. I mean, all of the graduation advice, I think, has been given, right? And so instead of coming up with something trite, perhaps you think this is what you should do. I want to play a couple of examples for you, including what Scott Pelley said. And whether I agree or disagree doesn't really matter. I just don't think this is the venue for that. Here's Scott Pelley making a graduation speech all about the things that are irritating Scott Pelley in the world today.
But in this moment, this moment, this morning.
Oh, this moment.
Our sacred rule of law is under attack. Journalism is under attack. Universities are under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. And insidious fear is reaching through our schools, our businesses, our homes, and into our private thoughts. The fear to speak in America. Power can rewrite history with grotesque, false narratives. They can make criminals heroes and heroes criminals. Power can change the definition of the words we use to describe reality. Diversity is now described as illegal. Equity is to be shunned. Inclusion is a dirty word. This is an old playbook, my friends. There's nothing new in this.
Burr, na, 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 na. Wake Forest, you know, here's your moment. Here's really an unbelievable achievement, right? For the people who are graduating. Headlines are ripping Scott Pelley. To me, Scott Pelley has plenty of platforms, right? If Scott Pelley wanted to give this speech on YouTube, he could do it and get similar distribution, I would think. Instead, to me, this is so inappropriate. And it goes, and on top of it, I think it's counterproductive. Because is Scott Pelley changing anyone's mind with that speak, or is he just now getting everybody going? 651-461-9226. Jason, I agree with you 100%. A graduation speech should be about the graduates, nothing more. Another texter says, this is the world they are graduating into. Well, there's some truth to that. Yeah, maybe the, well, I mean, that's an interesting point, because maybe the young people, this doesn't even stand out, because this is the world they graduate into. To me, if I'm going to my kid's graduation from NYU, and this is the tone, this is the conversation, like I'm furious. I'm furious. I just think it is inappropriate. Jason, what do you mean that Scott Pelley's speech was all about him? It was about all of us. Where, if not at the place where our future leaders are preparing to graduate, is the place? YouTube, you work for a television network if you believe in this. Maybe you should try to do an editorial and put it at CBS News. You come on my show. You want to? If Scott Pelley wants to say this, come on the program. Go on a talk show and talk about it. Graduation to me seems like the inappropriate place. Let's go to Alexandra in Minneapolis. She's on the CCO talk and text line 651-461-9226. Alexandra, thanks for calling. What do you think? How would you react if this, if you had a big political speech at a graduation you were at?
So, love the show, by the way. I agree, and I slightly disagree. I agree 100% that I do not think college grad. I'm recently graduated. Well, recently, I guess. I graduated during the pandemic. We didn't have speeches. I think we're in such a socio-political time where, yes, but I also do not think that was all the time. Having political speeches at graduations, I think, can be great because it can inspire.
Alexandra, can I just stop you for a second? I don't know if you're using AirPods, maybe, but there's something. I want to make sure we can hear you, but it's.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, much better. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I was talking in my car. I think personally, as a somewhat recent college graduate, it's inspiring. You know, the whole point of the graduation speech is to have all these people that are coming out of kind of that college bubble, because it really is. I think we think we're adults, but we're not until we have to, you know, once we graduate and exit that kind of bubble that we live in. It's about inspiring kind of, you know, our next world leaders, right? But at the same time, I don't always think that political route is the best route. There's a way to inspire without having to kind of, we already are living in kind of a theater aspect. You know, we have so many unknowns. Did we secure that job? Did we not secure that job? We know the socio-political aspects that are happening in our country because we are some of the most aware youth on the planet. So
right,
it's like,
right.
I think it's really about motivating and saying, hey, yeah, these things are going on, but at the same time, you're going to thrive. You're going to find your niche. You're going to be the best version. And a lot of these speeches aren't doing that. They're just kind of reiterating the things that we kind of already know that are kind of, we're kind of scared of, you know, as these new adults that are full grown, if that makes sense.
That does make sense. Alexandra, thank you so much. Yeah, I think that's an interesting point, right? You think that maybe the Scott Pelley moment, could you have inspired with some of this as a topic in maybe a way that opens the table to everyone who's there? I think that is more what I would be interested in. I want to know what you think. 651-461-9226. Lots of text coming in. We'll share more of your thoughts as we discuss politics in commencement. We'll also play a little bit of what Tim Walz said. Maybe your expectation is different if you invite a politician versus a journalist. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Sold his company, and he had nothing to do. He ended up getting a divorce, found a new wife. Could you say a trophy wife? I guess we can say a trophy wife. It didn't work out too well, but it doesn't. And that doesn't work out too well, I must tell you. A lot of trophy wives doesn't work out, but it made him happy for a little while at least.
I mean, to a certain degree, it goes without saying that when I'm talking about inappropriate graduation speeches, pretty much every speech that Donald Trump ever gives, President Donald Trump ever gives, is inappropriate. I mean, yesterday, the Memorial Day message, which I get that it's a bit at this point, the happy Memorial Day, including to my haters and to the losers and whatever. But going with the scum, I think he called, did he call Democrats scum? I don't know. So point taken, right? Calling the Democrats, the scum who fought to destroy the U.S. Like, that's, you know, not great. Not great. But I refuse to let the, well, Donald Trump does it, be the standard that we use for this sort of thing. Now, am I saying that I want more trite kind of you can do it speeches? Well, I do think that people have a lot of wisdom to offer to young people as they make that moment leaving the world of academia into the world of work and the world of living. And to me, that is a moment for a forward looking kind of conversation like that. And frankly, yes, I would rather have a funny or trite or boring speech than fire and brimstone and politics, and I just don't think that's the moment for it.
You'd rather have a Muppet?
I'd rather have Kermit.
I see. Now this is I railed against that last week.
That's an interesting one.
And I objected to that for the same reason I would object to this, because when you do the political commencement speech, or when you have the sock puppet doing the commencement speech, the focus isn't on the graduates. The point of having a commencement is to focus on the graduates and launching them into this new phase of their life. They're leaving one phase that'll never be that way again. They're moving into this new phase. And you're trying to both celebrate that transition and offer them some sort of wisdom as they move into this new one. That should be the focus of it. But when you do Kermit the Frog, or you have the politicians, you know, just railing and doing a political speech, nobody's talking about the graduates anymore. It's all about the speech and the person giving the speech. And that's just wrong, in my opinion.
Tim Walz spoke at the graduation for the University of Minnesota Law School on May 17th. And this was another example of something that just, for me, in my view, is I say it's not the time, it's not the place. But if you invite a sitting elected official, you are sort of asking for some of that. Here's part of
I'm a little obsessive about things that really irritate the crap out of me and this type of stuff. Because this palace in the sky is getting from the Qatari government, which he gets to keep for himself when he's done. Let's be very clear. It's a flying bribe. Blatantly unconstitutional. Even worse, this whole deal was signed off on by the Attorney General of the United States. Ostensibly our nation's top lawyer. Famously an independent job. But now, the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, is acting as the president's personal attorney. And weirdly enough, coincidentally enough, she happens to be a lobbyist for the government of Qatar. This is what the crumbling of rule of law looks like in real time. And it's exactly what the founders of this nation feared. A tyrant abusing power to persecute scapegoats and enemies.
So, I think, now, I don't like it. I don't like it. At least that's a law school graduation. You're talking about law. You're talking about real world, modern legal issues. The rule of law, the attorney general. You invite the governor, you get what you get. Maybe the bottom line is that these are not the best people to give your graduation address. And a texter says, it seems to me when you invite a speaker, you know what you are inviting. What would people expect Scott Pelley to talk about? Well, I don't know. The dude was the anchor of the CBS Evening News. He's been a correspondent at 60 Minutes. Like, maybe you think he's going to spin a couple yarns. Like, I know that today 60 Minutes in CBS has been at the crosshairs of the Trump administration. I'm not even disagreeing with anything. My views on what they're talking about is not the point. I believe graduation should be about the graduates. A texter says it should be a pep talk. The kids are scared enough of entering the real world. I do sometimes think about that, too. You're worried. I mean, think back to that moment when you're sitting there at graduation. I don't know. You're excited. You're glad you made it. You're glad you're done. You're nervous about the future. And then in comes, you know, graduation speaker with the scary, like the rule of law is fading and the Gestapo, the modern day Gestapo is coming for you. And the government is, and like, again, I'm not Nick. Just, you can get this kind of content everywhere. Maybe Kermit is looking better. Klobuchar spoke at my daughter's college graduation in 2022. Same one-sided crap. Jason, don't you understand why Scott Pelley is drawing attention to this at a college graduation? Higher learning institutions and critical thinking are under attack by our current administration. People everywhere need to speak this truth. We cannot all sit by and think someone else will take care of this. My issue, so that approach, where has that gotten anyone? Those of you who sit in this self-righteous position that if only everyone would speak up, then everyone would come around. You say that because you are so convinced that you're right. And the world is not accepting this. This has never been how we convince people of our opinion. We have lost an ability to convince people of our opinion. And maybe some of it is because people aren't open to it. But if people aren't open to it, then what are we even doing with these sorts of graduation speeches? Jason, you know what's really funny is you're talking about two governors and you had to bring Donald Trump into it. If that's the way to have a real conversation, Nothing like deflecting the issue by bringing up Donald Trump. So Scott Pelley's not a governor.
Yeah. Who was the other governor? I missed that part. But then we got the other text. You condemn Scott Pelley and Tim Walz, but Donald Trump gets a pass. So
just can't win.
People just don't listen.
I'm against all of this. I do think there are ways to talk about our current world, challenges facing these young people as they go into the world, without making it a turnoff to people who disagree with you. It's what we try to do on this show. We try, you know how I feel about Donald Trump, but I also invite people who support Donald Trump to come to the table and talk about what you think. I find that to be a more productive way to sort of move forward. If you want to, I mean, honestly, you look at the way the right has villainized higher education, parts of the right have villainized higher education and colleges as being sort of a woke little bubble of liberal thought. And then you have this kind of stuff and you're like, well, no wonder the right thinks this stuff, thinks this way. I just don't see it as productive. Come to my graduation and tell my kids it's going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. That's what I would like to hear. Let's break. When we come back, why does this year's Timberwolves experience in the Western Conference Final feel so worse? Doesn't it feel worse? Last year, this city was on fire, electric, excited. The Timberwolves were in the Western Conference Finals. And this year, people are acting like we have the worst team in the history of basketball. We'll talk about why when we come back.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.